It's the first Friday of the month, which means we get some insight into how the economy's doing. The Labor Department reported that 151,000 jobs were added in January. That's fewer than expected, but at the same time, the unemployment rate fell to an 8-year low. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Earlier today, President Obama walked into the briefing room to crow somewhat about the economy.
The United States of America right now has the strongest, most durable economy in the world. I know that's still inconvenient for Republican stump speeches as their doom and despair tour plays in New Hampshire. I guess you cannot please everybody.
There was a lot of good news in the report. Hours were up and pay went up, and that hasn't happened in years. But now, come on, with this economy, you were expecting a but, weren't you?
One of the problems is that we continue to have a tale of two economies.
Imara Jones is an economist and writer.
We have an economy that is mostly true for people who are white, have good educations, and are tied to those sectors that are flourishing in the global economy. And then we have the economy of everyone else that has been left out and left behind.
One of the groups left behind? African Americans. The unemployment rate for African American men is twice what it is for whites, and it actually went up last month. Lowell Blackman is 20 years old. He's working to get a GED, and he's looking for a job.
Right now, any type of job that, you know, that can pay me, I'm good with my hands, so I like to work a lot. Because they got a lot of jobs out here. You just got to have your stuff and be able to do it.
Valerie Johnson is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. She says part of the reason that the unemployment rate for blacks went from 8.3% to 8.8% is because more blacks were looking for work.
Perhaps people who were previously unemployed, you know, were encouraged by last month's numbers and are now looking for employment.
And so you think that 8.8 is a good sign?
I will never call 8.8% unemployment good, but it's moving in the right direction.
Johnson says there is some good news for everyone in this jobs report.
We still maintain that roughly 2-to-1 ratio between black and white unemployment. So that disparity is very persistent, and it's present whether we're in a recession or whether we're in a recovery. It's present at all levels of education. So college graduates have a nearly 2-to-1 unemployment rate ratio.
Gwendolyn Cole is one of the workers headed in the right direction, she hopes. She's been out of a job for 2 years, but now she's got an interview with the utility company, Pepco.
So I'm so happy about it because I did 15 years with DC Public Schools, and then I turned around and did 15 years as a home child provider. So I went into electronics, and it's a wonderful field because it's more data entry, customer service.
Cole's work history shows why many African Americans are struggling to make their way out of the last recession, says Amara Jones.
African Americans are more likely to be teachers and firefighters and police than their white counterparts, in part because of the strong anti-discrimination laws that exist for government jobs that you don't have in the private sector.
Jones says there is still a lot of good news, but a lot of people, especially African Americans, aren't feeling it yet.
Once you have labor force participation going up, unemployment coming down, wages going up, and hours going up, that's the sign of a recovery. But we're not there yet.
But all the economists say we're getting closer, one little step at a time. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.